Well, the new edition of the Guinness Book of World Records will recognize Betty White for a long career in showbiz. She'll be listed under the longest television career for a female entertainer. Betty began her career 1939. That's an incredible 74 years ago.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, you know, there are a lot of seemingly easy things that a surprising number of people just can't do. Here are the top 8 results from a discussion about it online yesterday. You're either going to feel like a loser, or maybe you're taking these things for granted. A lot of people can't blow bubbles with bubble gum.
I can do that one.
Snap their fingers.
Yeah.
Wink.
Sure.
Because it always turns into a blink. Roll their R's when they're saying a Hispanic name.
Not real good at that.
Curl their tongue.
No problem.
Whistle.
Yeah, not the best whistler.
Shuffle cards.
Easily.
And touch their toes without bending their knees.
Yeah. Think about how old you're going to be here in the 2058. That's 45 years from now. Think about that. Based on inflation, prices should be about 378% higher than they are what today. Let's put it into perspective. Say you buy a gallon of milk today for $3.50, it would cost you $13.23. The lifestyle you have with a $50,000 salary is going to take a salary of $189,000. Now let's say this whole longevity thing catches on and you manage to live to 101 years, things will be a 1,900% higher. So that gallon of milk, $69.28.
Oh, that's really depressing.
I'm glad I'm
really
not going to make it that long.
I really hope it doesn't happen. This story has been circulating around the web, and it's very touching. It's hard not to get choked up when you hear about it. But on Friday, there was a woman named Ashley England. She went out to dinner with her family at a pizza house in China Grove, North Carolina. And she brought her 8-year-old son, Riley, along. Riley is nonverbal, and he suffers from epilepsy. And in the middle of the dinner, he started screaming, banging on the table, which Ashley freely admits was disturbing the other customers. But she's, you know, obviously used to people complaining. That's not what happened this time, though. Instead, one of the waitresses walked up to their table with tears in her eyes and explained that another customer had paid for the entire dinner. Not much how much the bill was, but it's still pretty awesome. Random stranger. She was crying because they'd also left a note that read, quote, "God only gives special children to special people." And she's been so moved by it. She posted it on Facebook and she's trying to track the person down. And it definitely might happen because the note's already been shared thousands of times online.
Pretty cool. This not as cool. Back in June, a 28-year-old guy in England was intoxicated and decided he wanted to grill himself some brats in his sister's living room. So he tore up the floorboards, tore down 3 doors off the hinges, made himself some firewood, put on some lighter fluid,
grill.
And started cooking right there inside. Sister's smoke detectors went off. The beeping annoyed him, so he smashed them and tossed them all into the backyard.
It's going to put a little sibling rivalry.
Eventually, the sister got home and saw the barbecue mess and called police. He's now been sentenced to 3 years in prison for arson. Wouldn't it just been easier to go out in the backyard?
You'd think.
Light the charcoal grill or something?
Can't explain what you do when you're having too many drinks.
And way too many. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you this time around by Silver Creek Liquor. They're on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.